This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Well, here's an event we've never had on the show before. I'm looking forward to learning all about this.
I'm looking forward to this too, because you know I love a good festival. So
Can't talk about enough festivals on this show. Here's one we've never featured, so I'm really looking forward to it. We're joined this morning by Ruth Sykes. She's a member of the board of the Okmulgee National Monument Association. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you. Got an exciting event just in a week's time, so appreciate you making time to swing by and join us. I guess before we get in, we have a festival we want to talk about, but I guess I'd like to ask you first a couple of questions. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us an overview of the association, what that's all about.
Okay. So I'm from Macon, and that's where Okmulgee National Monument is, which is a 700-acre monument. Part of the National Park Service, and it documents about 17,000 years of human habitation here on the Piedmont Plateau, just south of Atlanta. So my background is I work in tourism, and so that was a natural fit for me to join the board of the Okmulgee National Monument Association, which is kind of a friends of organization. So, and what we do is we work with the Park Service to promote the festival, to promote Okmulgee National Monument and all of its events and activities. Because it's part of the National Park System, they don't have funding for certain things, unfortunately. Sure. And so we kind of raise funds and do a lot of the event management that they don't either have the staff or the funds to do. So it's great.
So tell us about the Okmulgee National Monument.
Sure. So the monument itself, well, like I said, it dates back human habitation 17,000 years, all the way back to the Ice Age. So five different peoples have lived in that area, from the Paleo Indians all the way up to the Creek Indians, who were the last Native Americans to inhabit the area. And of course, there was forced removal there, and they now live in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. So they took the name of their ancestral land with them when they moved out to Oklahoma. And then the Mississippians were there about 1,000 years ago, the mound builders, if you've ever heard of Indian mounds.
So, oh, yeah.
In fact, a lot of people just refer to Okmulgee National Monument as the Indian mounds, people from Macon and around the area. So, yeah. So, and the mounds are still there, and there are about 6 miles of walking trails all around the monument. So you can get out and walk around and see the mounds that were built by these people 1,000 years ago. And in fact, one of them is an earth lodge. It's reconstructed, but the floor of it carbon dated to 1,000 years old. And in fact, it just had its 1,000th birthday this year. But it's the only reconstructed earth lodge in the country. So you can go inside, and that's where they had their council meetings and things like that. So it's a unique opportunity to really step back in time and see kind of what people did back in, back in those days.
So when you say monument, I'm thinking like statue with like plaque, and that's not right.
Right. So the National Park Service has two levels of attractions or parks. And so a national park is usually a much larger area. And then a national monument is something that pays tribute to people or a place or a time. So some monuments might be like somebody's home, like a president's home.
Right.
So this is a monument. You're right. It sounds like it should be a statue, but it's
right.
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And in fact, there's a big initiative right now in Congress to rename Okmulgee National Monument and make it a national park, which would be really great.
It would be great.
Well, 700 acres, that's pretty substantial. So.
Well, we're adding property to it right now through several different initiatives. So it'll wind up being almost 2,000, which is actually the actual area that the Native Americans inhabited was that much larger. But you know, over history, it just became private property. And finally, back in the 30s, people of Macon realized that it was something significant and raised money and purchased the property and gave it to the federal government. And then the federal government, through the WPA back in the Depression, they came in and did this huge archaeological dig, actually the most significant archaeological dig east of the Mississippi at the time. And still, there are practicing archaeologists in the world who learned their skill and their trade here. as civilian conservation workers. So it's kind of neat.
So neat.
Well, I mean, just amazing to me. On the show, Carol, we still learn new things.
I mean, every single time we do this.
I'm ashamed to admit that I had never heard of this. And that's one of the reasons we do this show, is to expose our audience to all these amazing things that are, frankly, just outside their back door.
I mean, really. It's like an hour away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So what do you do when you get there? You mentioned walking trails. I mean, is it just walking trails? I mean, is there self-guided tours, or are there other things you can do when you're there?
Well, the monument itself is self-guided. So there are trails you can drive down through the monument, and you can hike up to the top of the Great Temple Mound, which is, I don't know how tall it is or how many steps it is, but it's a big giant mound. And from there, you can look across the river and see the city of Macon. It's just that close. So you can hike out there. You can go into the museum. There's a wonderful museum.
Okay, so there's a museum there as well. Okay.
A very fine museum with over 2,000 artifacts.
Wow.
Not all are displayed at the same time.
Understood.
One of the most popular artifacts is a Clovis point, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's the earliest known tool. That lets us know that that is part of what dates it back to 17,000 years. That was when man first started using stones as tools. And the Clovis point is, you know, what they hunted with. And so it's kind of neat.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the upcoming Okmulgee Indian Celebration and that festival and what all people can expect to see there.
So the celebration started 26 years ago as a way to share more of the heritage of the Native American cultures that lived there. And all of the different nations that live now in the country come for it. And even the Creek Muscogees who live out in Okmulgee. So that's kind of neat because they come back and it's very cultural and traditional, the festival is. It's not so much like when you go some places, they have like powwows where it's kind of cheesy. I mean, I hate to say that about somebody else's festival, but our festival is not that way. It's authentic. Mm-hmm. So these Native Americans come to Macon, to their ancestral home, and they perform dances and they tell stories and they do their ancestral crafts. So they do flint knapping a lot of the skills and that they did and still do, and they sell art and beautiful pieces of art.
That sounds really fun.
Beadwork and all those kinds of things. So the park really comes to life, and there's a big area outside of the museum where the dancing and the storytelling takes place. But then there are booths set up all throughout the park with vendors and
vendors?
I was going to say. So they're selling different things. They're selling art. They're selling clothing. They're showing skills. So you know, you can sit down and learn how to flint nap if you want to make your own arrowhead or something.
Yeah.
And then there's food, really good food. They have buffalo burgers and the flatbreads and
funnel cake.
I don't think we're going to have
no funnel cake. Oh, come on. It's a festival.
Wouldn't that be good? So it's not a typical fried food.
There's got to be some version of that, though.
Indian fry bread is really good. And you can make it sweet. Yeah. So that's good. And the corn, you know, the rest of corn.
Oh, yeah. So good.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm in. So this is a ticketed event, right? You just don't show up. How does that all work?
So it's $6 for each adult, age 13 and up, and then ages 6 to 12 are $3, and military with an ID are $3, and then children 5 and under don't pay any admission. So it's a great event for the whole family, and it's affordable for a large family to come and spend a whole day or 2 days. It runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 15th and the 16th, so Saturday and Sunday.
Affordable, she says.
Affordable. We like affordable.
It's a steal for all the neat stuff going on.
I think it is. You can purchase your tickets at the gate, or you can call Okmulgee National Monument in advance and purchase
tickets.
Okay,
so you can buy tickets day of as you arrive.
Yes, absolutely. And there's free parking. So for your audience in the Atlanta area, they would just come straight down I-75 to I-16, take exit 2, and then park at the Macon Bibb County Health Department. There's free shuttles bringing you right up to the gate of the festival. So it's very easy.
And I trust all this information will be available on the internet. So where do they go again to get all that detail?
So you go to www.nps.gov/OCMU.
Do it one more time just to be sure everyone gets it.
NPS, like National Park Service, .gov/OCMU.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear about these Indian Mounds. I mean, it sounds like a really intriguing adventure and something worth checking out. Is this the only thing that happens over the course of the year, or are there other activities that we could participate in?
Yeah, well, the mounds are open all year, 7 days a week. I think they're only closed on Christmas Day. And very exciting special events happen all the time. But one that I love the most is lantern-like tours. Mm. So usually the park is open 9 to 5. But these tours take place during our Cherry Blossom Festival in March. And you can come out to the mounds at dark. You get handed a lantern, literally a lantern with a flame in it. And a park ranger will take you through the park at night to walk in the footsteps of these ancients. It's very exciting. And we have costumed actors along the way that do a little reenactment about whether it was the colonial people who, you know, came there and had a trading post, or the Native Americans. And it ends on top of the Great Temple Mound with a beautiful view of the city across the river all lit up.
What a cool event.
Oh, that's neat.
That sounds really, really cool. All right. Good stuff. Well, Ruth, again, about out of time, but great to have you. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate you sharing this information, and good luck with the Indian celebration.
Thanks so much.
All right. Ruth Sykes, a member of the board of the Okmulgee National Monument Association. Once again, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Ruth Sykes, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.